Be gone, this is parting. Though he stayed in the boat, do not speak a word. Though he kill a child, do not tear thy hair. God has declared that his hand is as his own, since he gave out, the hand of God is above their hands. The hand of God causes him to die and brings him to life. What of life? He makes him a spirit everlasting. If anyone, by rare exception, traverse this way alone, he arrives through the help of the spiritual influence of the peers. The hand of the peer is not withdrawn from the absent. His hand is naught but the grasp of God. Inasmuch as they give such a robe of honor to the absent, undoubtedly the present are better than the absent. Since they are bestowing food on the absent, see what bounties they must lay before the guest. Where is one that girds himself before the king to one that is outside the door? When thou hast chosen thy peer, be not faint-hearted, be not weak as water and crumbly as earth. If thou art enraged by every blow, then how wilt thou become a mirror without being polished?
Okay. What is this? First of all, you should have heard something logically. Something happened. Last paragraph, he talked about you choosing the peer. Remember, come out and find your peer. Choose it, and that's the salvation. Here, he made it double. He said, when you have been chosen, don't go soft on them. Then he came back there, when you choose, don't be soft. So the last paragraph was your choice. Here, he gave you a hint that, and you will understand later that it's not you that choosing. You will seek the protection. You will be chosen. Because this is something that they are not giving to you. Who is giving this goodness to you? The goodness itself, yes. That's how we explain it. Remember, in the first half, we talked about the principle and the value of goodness as a quality which exists here by itself. Where did it come from? Naturally happened. Remember? He is beautiful and beauty naturally jumps out. Therefore, this is beauty is here because it's those pixels that represents the creative. Creation is like that. Beauty is here because it's here. Beautiful is beautiful because it's beautiful. Beautiful is that place that we go and the logic cannot follow us. Remember, there is no logic for the beauty. Of course, you could put a lot of things here and there for proportion and dimension and blah, 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 but does that explain the beauty of a symphony? Excuse me. Beauty of a symphony is in the spirit of the listener. Intrigued by the experience of composer. How does it happen? We don't know. That was the stuff, right? Here, anyhow, in the second paragraph, he made 2 points here. He started with something which related to the first paragraph that, okay, if you're the Ali, you're the best one, come on. Get out and go in the shadow of someone. Of what? Amazingly, he used the word aql, means intelligent. Aql, remember? Aql is the bad lady, right? Here, we say no. There is aql. Because there are two kinds of aql, a personal one and non-personal one. Personal one is the part that you educate. Impersonal one is the baggage you came with. You know that you come here with a baggage, with something that belongs only to you, with that personal identity. Huh? So you have some potentials. When you're born Mozart, you don't have a choice. You are Mozart. Or your choices are limited to being Mozart. If you're not Mozart, being Mozart is not your choice. You cannot one day decide to become a good composer. That kind of stuff, which is not learned, okay? I hope we could. Well, there are times that I honestly was tempted to invent a word for it and try to push it in different places of philosophy to be useful, really. To remember, when you talk about intelligence, there are two parts of intelligence. One part is the part that I learn. Let's name it what? It's handmade for me. How about that? Very English language here. But this is the advantage they have. Because Chinese in Persian doesn't refer to handmade. But here, we're talking about something handmade for me. Right? Handmade outside. Is that all I have? Do you mean that I came empty and my computer needed to be reboot? Remember, I was alive when... Do you know when I was alive? A couple of hours after my grandma and grandpa had sex, I was there. Grandpa and grandma, not my mom. My mom had nothing to do with it, remember? That's the irony and amazing part of it. When grandma and grandpa, they make one cell, that cell made itself million copies. Huh? Around 250, they didn't take part in making my mother. They waited to the night. The sex of my mother and father, I was alive, I was there, I was waiting. That's how it goes. So, literally, physically, at least I could claim I was there. Let go of that cell being a part of the grandma of grandma. It goes two generations like that. You see, that's how I am. And I knew a lot. You know how much they know? Let me show you. Look at the insects. They put a tiny seed somewhere. They go away. That tiny seed will eat the food organized around it and will come out how? Complete. 100%. No school, no preschool, no education, no classroom, no learning, no meditation. It's complete! So, when I came here, I had something. What about that one? And that belongs to me. Because the thing that I have in here belongs to Rumi, belongs to my teachers, belongs to the educational system. What about me? I have none? Excuse me. That private part, that private baggage I have, that's the baggage that could contain the genius musician, genius sculptor, genius philosopher, genius whatever. Isn't that the fact? That's the part we want to create. Let go of this other part which is handmade for me, because this is seasonal, this is temporary, this is for now. 5 years from now, we could believe in another universe. Could we? Could we not? It's amazing that in Rumi's time, the people will say, no, I think in 5 years from now, the existence will be the same shape. But these days we know in 5 years from now it could be an ice age. Something like that. Better than that, I'm waiting for what?
Yeah.
My hope is for E.T. We are. Yes? I think they will find us. Yeah. We will not find them. E.T. Extraterrestrial existence. Nobody could say they are not there. No one. Even the religious people. They have to extend, they have difficulty to extend, of course, the private, personal God, but they have to accept it, and that's the best point. When they arrive, suddenly a foreigner will make us get together and maybe clean up a little bit. Anyhow, up to then, we are here and we have a personal stuff, okay? That personal stuff is what we are working on. That's the goal. Anyhow, in this paragraph, as you saw, he said, well, okay, you're the best, good, but shadow of this wise fellow, sage. The shadow of this fellow is good, is lovely, so. You have to come out to go in this. That was the first part of the paragraph. Second part, talked about what? And let me tell you, when he chose you, you should zip it. Yes? This is what Khidr told to Moses. Remember, nobody is better than Moses when it comes to what? Talking. Is Kalimullah means he talked to God. That's his specialty. He's the only one who talked to God. The rest, they talked to Gabriel. This guy should zip his mouth, because that's what the problem is. You will see it in the future. And he talked about it. This is a very important point. Why? Let's say now I will show you the best teacher ever. You will see tomorrow. Tonight you want to prepare yourself. What do you do?
Sleep.
Oh, he forgot. I'm sending him to India. Or better, to Konya. Or Baghdad. For Caliph, right? He is the messenger of Julius Caesar. Remember the story we talked about. Therefore, tonight he will prepare a lot of questions. He said, zip it. When I say come out, don't bring me that attitude, intellectual attitude of today especially. To have questions. We don't say come here, we will answer your questions. Your questions are silly. Because your questions never come out from that fellow. Imagine the real Mozart inside him. Does he have any question? Yeah, the only question he has, why the others don't keep quiet and let me play? Why they waste the time? There's no question for that. The question are for these handmaiden. Because the question are handmade for you. The question are placed in your head. That's it. We are not saying come out, you will receive all your questions. You know why? Simple reason. He gave the simple reason. Remember he said, hey, in the paths that you have walked, you get lost. Here is a path that you have never been, right? So you're coming out. You have never been out. So you don't understand anything. And you want to be full of questions. Here, when I'm asking you to come with me, is the place of magic, right? We believe in Khidr, the green god. He's a prophet. His name is Green. Why? Because green explains the growth